Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We are live on X this hour. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic. We thank you for checking out Bet Sweats every weekday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern. Joe Ostrowski on X at SB Shoot for Sam over there. All right, we're going to power rank. We do this every Wednesday, but we're going to do top five worst NFL teams and try to explain why just a little bit. I mean, it's funny. We're separating the bad. Like, what makes this team a little bit worse than the other one when the list of awful NFL teams is, unfortunately, it feels like it's getting longer and longer, especially as the quarterback injuries seem to be piling up across the league. So, Sam, we'll start with fifth worst, working our way up to the worst team. But why don't you start us off? Your fifth worst team in the NFL, what you got?
So my worst team is actually not my lowest power rated team, but how do you not have a certain team on line one? I think we're going to have the same number one, but we shall see. I feel like these lists will be pretty similar, but I'm curious to see how we stack one through five. So number five, I went to the Las Vegas Raiders. You can move from Oakland to Vegas. It doesn't matter. You're still the Raiders. You're still a joke. You still don't know how to draft. You have so many holes, so you take a running back in the first round. It's like, it's very funny. Oh, I have an idea. Let's hire Pete Carroll to be the head coach. It's more of an organizational thing, I think, than a roster thing, but they're still very bad. And now Max Crosby potentially on the block. That defense could get a ton worse. So I went the Raiders as the fifth worst team in the league. Number four, but maybe on an upswing, I don't think the Saints are as bad as a lot of people thought coming into the season. I remember reading a bunch of summer predictions or previews where the Saints were the worst roster in football. No, they're not. They're bad, but they're not the worst. And I think from a coaching standpoint, you're starting to see some flashes. Now, when you turn the ball over like you did against the Bears, you're not going to win many games. But Kellen Moore has found a couple of things offensively. And on defense, they still have some warm bodies. They're not the worst team in the league. Most people would have said they were 31 or 32 in August. They're not that bad. They're bad, but not that bad. Number three, here's a team that we were talking about last year as a sneaky AFC championship contender. And they stunk last year, and they're worse this year. And now the quarterback is calling out the receivers, and the coach is still wearing capri pants, and the defense can't tackle. This Miami thing is a mess right now. And it's wild because I have Kenny White's NFL numbers up here. He's got Miami 21st out of 32.
Get out, Kenny. Standpoint. You're out for lunch.
I think, well, it's not that much high. I mean, like, the gap between 21 and 32 is not big. It's not. It's a few points. It's very hard to put Miami, Carolina, Arizona, Vegas in order. I'll give them that.
Yeah.
But I have Miami as the third worst team because to me it's about effort. And it just doesn't look like they give a damn anymore. And while you do have more talented players than the Saints and the Raiders, if you don't try, it doesn't matter. And when you turn on each other, that's the great equalizer. You can have talent. They got a bunch of guys. But when you don't come together as one, you got no shot. And they have no shot. And the coach is probably on the way out, I would think, at least at the end of the season. Number two for me, I wanted to put this team number one, but they have a win. How can you dock them and put them as the worst team when the Tennessee Titans actually have a win? They won a game this year in hilarious fashion with the catch, the fumble, the like how they scored on that touchdown, I still don't know. And only to be outdone by the DeMercado, the running back, letting go of the ball at the goal line. But they did win the game. They're a mess, but they fired the coach. And I think that naturally moves them off of line one because organizationally they realized that Brian Callahan had to go and they made a move. So firing the coach moved them from one to two in my book. And the worst team in the league is the team that was still starting Justin Fields last week. Three games this year where he didn't crack 50 yards passing and they still were rolling him out there. And I think, you know what? I think they thought about it heading into this week, but we did see the news earlier this week. Tyrod Taylor's going to start. Good luck. The coach has got to go. You can already tell after 7 weeks, the coach has got to go. Again, maybe more organizationally driven than roster driven, but they're just incompetent. And they continue to make the wrong decisions and get the wrong quarterbacks and bring in the wrong coaches and draft the wrong guys. And it's the same thing. What's insanity? The same thing over and over and over again. And that's all we do with the Jets. They are the worst team to me in the NFL.
Okay. Jets worst, Titans second worst, Dolphins third, Saints fourth, Raiders fifth. Some agreement, some disagreement with my list. Starting at number five, the Saints suck. Yes, we can talk ourselves into the idea that Rattler's a little bit better, and I was hearing that all week against the Bears, and I bought into some of it. Then he had four turnovers. Like, yeah, Rattler's not that bad. They got a puncher's chance. Do you see all that game day money? You were on the air. You saw all that game day money lining up on the Saints, right?
Three and a half.
It's 5.5 much of the week, closes 3.5. All that late money on the Saints, never had a chance. All losers there. The Saints stink. They are number five. Number four, Dolphins are dumb. That's my number four worst team in the NFL. You mentioned teams not turning on each other yet, or maybe they will soon. The Dolphins are doing it before our very eyes. It started with the injuries, and now it's just gone downhill. Tua's calling teammates out at the podium last week. Now this week, the head coach is calling out the quarterback. This is not good. I'm shocked the head coach still has a job. Shocked. But the Dolphins, just because of their dysfunction, a lot of these there, they've got to be in this list. You put them at number three. I put them at number four worst teams. This might surprise you order-wise. Not that the team is placed, of course, in the top three, but just the order. And I'm going with the winless Jets as the third worst team. Look at their games. They're not that awful. Teams are not scoring a ton on them. I'm not here to tell you that they have a great defense. But when you go over the roster, there actually are some players that I think a lot of teams would like to add, right? They have talent in places. It's just a dysfunctional organization which starts at the very top with ownership. They have no quarterback. I saw Woody Johnson the other day. He's basically blaming everything on Justin Fields and his quarterback rating. That's why they're bad. Just because we don't have a quarterback next year. Oh, that's got to make the quarterbacks feel great. The owner's out there telling the media, we don't have a quarterback on the roster, and that's why we stink. It's all your fault. No, Woody, that's not the entire story. I think it has something to do with you. But because of that, because of the close games, because they do have talent, I decided to put the Jets at number three because there's a couple organizations that I think are in a worse spot right now. Number two, you had them at five. I'm putting them at number two, even though they have two wins, and that's the Vegas Raiders. The Raiders are repulsive. And all this chatter about they finally got a quarterback, and Geno Smith is arguably the worst quarterback in the NFL now. He goes from flying high in Seattle, looking good, having weapons. All right, you got paid. You're going to the Raiders. You stink again. It's like New York all over again. The Raiders can never do anything right. They always get the coach wrong. They think they get the quarterback, and they get that wrong again, whether it's via the draft or free agency. It does not matter. They are the Raiders. They stink. Oh, it would suck to be a Raiders fan. Raiders number two. Number one, worst team in the NFL. Titans are trash. They were the worst team last year. They're the worst team this year.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I don't care that they have a win. It is a disaster. And I just wonder if Cam Ward is going to ever recover. We are seeing quarterbacks this year that really struggled in awful organizations to start their career. Maybe a couple of different spots that was the case. And they turn things around eventually. I hope that's it for Cam Ward. Things do not look good. By far the worst team in the NFL. They were the first team to fire a coach for good reason, and it did not matter. They got no new coach bump with McCoy last week. Not that he was going to save anything. So, yeah, Titans 1. So I've got Titans 1, Raiders 2, Jets 3, Dolphins 4, Saints 5. Sam, we have the exact same five teams, just in a different order.
I can't believe you have the Jets on line 3. Three?
Titans are worse. They're worse team.
I'll give you Titans. But okay. The Raiders?
Yeah, the Raiders are worse. Yeah, they thought they got a quarterback.
I don't know. The Jets
stink. None of these teams are any good, right? They're all fade material every single week. But if you look at like point differential, the Jets aren't even in the bottom five in the NFL. They are somehow keeping these games close. They just can't get into the end zone. Back-to-back weeks without a touchdown. But yeah, I'm not saying they're good. I'm saying they're 30th in the league.
I think the hard thing to quantify is hope. That's for me, the Jets have no hope. I mean, they're going to Tyrod Taylor in 2025. Tyrod Taylor's been for 7 years in this league. And now you're going back to, I mean, longer than 7 years. But, I mean, I remember when he got benched for Josh Allen in Buffalo, and we're still doing the Tyrod Taylor thing.
Yeah.
He's 36 years old, man. Like, that's your answer? That, to me, that's the definition of no hope. You know what's going to happen there. He's been in the league since 2011. I wanted to correct myself there. Sixth-round pick, 2011. He's been in the league a long, long time. But, man, like, you know what you're getting there. And I saw some fodder yesterday on social media, like, oh, he's 100 times better than Justin Fields. No, he's not.
Stop. That was such an old – that argument was around like 7-8 years ago, right? How long has this dude been in the league?
2011.
Okay. So, I mean, yeah, that argument was going around a decade ago. And I understood what people were saying. And to the point spread, okay, that makes sense. Replaceable guy for a couple of weeks. But no, not in 2025, man. That ain't happening.
Yeah, so there were a couple teams I thought about putting on this list. I thought about the Browns, but because of their defense, I just couldn't put them bottom five, if that makes any sense. Like, I think their defense is going to win them a few games, maybe not a handful of games, but you know, Cleveland at 2-5 is a bad football team. But their defense is still top 10 in a lot of avenues, so I just couldn't do it. If you wanted to do, like, point differential, I think that's a good barometer of how bad teams are. Even though the Bengals are 3-4, they have the second worst point differential at minus 78. They're bad. They're very bad. But I think we look at them a lot differently because they just won on Amazon Prime on Thursday. Oh, they beat the Steelers. Maybe things aren't that bad. There is a team that is obviously not good, but I think there's a Band-Aid on the cut now because of what we just watched on Thursday with Flacco and Chase and Higgins.
Totally, totally. Another stat that the Bengals are at the very bottom at, net yards per play. They are the worst in the NFL. But I view it as different now. Like, a lot of those numbers, I think you have to eliminate them. Because would those be the numbers if it was Flacco under center instead of Browning for those weeks? I don't think so. Not saying they'd be as good as last week when they won, but they would be much better. They wouldn't be the worst in the league. So, yeah, same thought process. I'm with you on the Browns. I couldn't go there because of their defense and how they play at home. And another team that I think some others would put in the bottom five in the league that neither of us did, and this is also a team that plays well at home. The team that has Andy Dalton as a quarterback now, Carolina. Neither of us put them in there. So I do find it interesting we landed on the same five teams, even though there are some other candidates that are close.
I'll tell you who would have made the list if the quarterback was out for the season. If, again, he's not. He's coming back this week by all accounts. If Lamar wasn't healthy or Lamar wasn't playing, I would have put Baltimore fifth. I would have.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He covers up so much. He covers up so much on that team.
Their defense was awful. That is my one hesitation on that Bears game, about laying 6.5 with that team. Even though Lamar's back, and you're right, he does cover up so much. But that defense, is it better? Is everybody healthier? There's some key cogs that are out for the rest of the season. So are they going to stop the Bears? I don't know. Are they going to turn the ball over? Is Derrick Henry going to continue to keep fumbling the football like he was doing? Don't forget that was part of the struggles. But, yeah, there are some teams that were close that I'm with you. We just couldn't get to. A lot of bad in this league, man. We just talked about like 10 teams. You know? This league. That's why you get some rough games from week to week. Joe O, Sammy P. We're going to keep things rolling. We'll talk some NBA futures with our buddy Rick Camp right here on BetSweats.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, It's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.